This is Akashwani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. In Vienna, Prime Minister Narendra Modi is addressing a vibrant community program connecting with members of the Indian diaspora.
धू के रूप में देखती है तो ये हमारे लिए गर्व की बात है। आपको भी डगर डगर पे गर्व महसूस होता है कि नहीं होता है? फ्रेंड्स, जब आप भारत में हो रहे तेज बदलावों के बारे में पढ़ते हैं, सुनते हैं, तो क्या होता है? क्या होता है? क्या होता है?
Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi held talks with Austrian Chancellor Karl Niemeyer in Vienna and discussed various dimensions of the bilateral relations. These include trade and investment, science and technology, green energy, AI, startups, environment and climate change, cultural cooperation and people-to-people ties. In a press statement after the meeting, Mr. Modi said they discussed the biggest challenges humanity is facing right now, including climate change and terrorism. Mr. Modi said they also discussed in detail all the ongoing conflicts in the world, including situation in Ukraine and West Asia. The Prime Minister reiterated that this is not the time for war. Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda today chaired a review meeting with senior officials of his ministry to assess the preparedness to check the spread of dengue in the country. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Mr. Nadda said that the ministry is preparing schemes for dengue prevention, containment and management and is also working in tandem with states. He informed that the ministry will launch a round-the-clock dengue helpline and has asked the states to launch such helpline as well in the next 4 to 5 days. Telecom equipment manufacturing scales have crossed the 50,000 crore rupees milestone under the production-linked incentive scheme. According to the Ministry of Communications, the scheme has attracted an investment of 3,400 crore rupees during 3 years of the scheme, touching exports of 10,500 crore rupees. The scheme has generated more than 17,800 direct and indirect jobs. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will interact with eminent economists tomorrow in New Delhi. He will elicit their views and suggestions for the upcoming union budget. Apart from economists, experts from different sectors will also attend the meeting along with Vice Chairman Suman Beri and other members of the Niti Aayog. In Uttarakhand, the Badrinath Yatra is disrupted for the second day today. Our correspondent has reported that the Badrinath National Highway is blocked at two places in Chamoli district. In Uttar Pradesh, many villages in Pilibhit, Lakhimpur, Kushinagar, Balrampur, Shravasti and Gonda districts have been affected by floods due to widespread rainfall in river catchment areas and the release of dam water. Pilibhit and Lakhimpur districts are most affected and rail and road network has been damaged badly. In Assam, the flood situation in the state has considerably improved today. Most of the rivers are flowing below the danger level. 5 persons have lost their lives in the past 24 hours. Indian parachuters Rubina Francis and Swaroopun Halkar today secured quota for Paris Paralympics under bipartite rule. The Paralympic Committee of India had applied for 2 bipartite wildcard spots for Rubina in women's 10-meter air pistol SH1, who has a world ranking of number 2, and Unhalkar is in men's 10-meter air rifle SH1. Rubina, a gold medalist in Hangzhou Asian Games last year, and Unhalkar have been consistent performers in international events prompted PCI to apply for bipartite spot. In cricket, Indian men's team defeated Zimbabwe by 23 runs in third T20 match in Harare. With this win, India have taken a 2-1 lead in the 5-match series. Earlier, electing to bat first, India scored 182 for 4 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.